It was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama. Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry soon? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Red-nosed reindeer had had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out their glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you. And it's Leroy, the redneck reindeer, looks to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. Across the sky, he makes jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night. Before that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Santa wrapped his bag with a Dixie flag. He was having the time of his life. And you could hear him call, Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, looked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way.
can't I hear music play? My world is changing. I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changed?
We'll be right back. Christmas has arrived. Just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear.
elders, we got some learning to do here. My nephew brought home another book the other day, just burns me up. Now they want to politically correct up Christmas stories so they don't offend nobody and everybody everywhere can enjoy it. So this is a story formerly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It is now called 'Twas the Night Before a Non-Denominational Winter Holiday. It was the night before a non-denominational winter holiday when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The neutral gift sacks were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that a non-specific holiday figure would soon be there. Children of every race, creed, and nationality were resting all snug in their beds while visions of sugar-free plums danced in their heads. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I got up out of bed to see what was the matter and to see who was violating the neighborhood sound level ordinance. But what in my wondering eyes did appear but an emissions-free vehicle, an 8-size Challenge reindeer. Holiday figure was so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Holiday figure. He had a broad but normal face, an advanced-sized belly, and he laughed. Lady of the evening, lady of the evening, lady of the evening. You believe that? What in the world? You can't even say ho, ho, ho no more. What kind of commie crap is this? I don't care who you are. His name is Santa Claus, and he cracks beer with a horse whip, breaks into people's houses, drinks rum and eggnog, and looks like Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard. End of story.
I took my son to the mall the other day to see Santa Claus. The woman in line behind me says, "Hey, is that Santa Claus up there?" I said, "No, ma'am, that's a Kenny Rogers stunt double. Here's your sign." The other day I bought a wreath to go on our front door. As I was walking out of the store, a man stopped me and said, "Hey, you gonna hang that on your door?" I said, "No, sir, it's a Christmas toilet seat cover. Got the idea from Martha Stewart."
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. Yeah, it's done, so have some fun and wear your stupid sign. Oh, here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. You lost your mind, so wave it fine and wear your stupid sign.
I hung those little Christmas lights on my house, you know, the kind that blink on and off. My neighbor comes over and says, "Hey, Bill, how do you get those to blink on and off like that?" I said, "I got my son inside, plugging it, unplugging it, plugging it, unplugging it. Here's your sign." I took my family by a Christmas tree the other night. When we walked onto the lot, this guy walked to me and says, "Hey, y'all here to buy a Christmas tree?" I said, "No, sir, my son's got to go to the bathroom. These trees look really inviting."
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. Yeah, you're done, but have some fun and wear your stupid sign. Oh, here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign.
The other night, my family and I were walking through the neighborhood looking at all the Christmas decorations, and we came upon this house that had a manger scene. Now, there was this whole group of people looking at it when I overheard this one guy say, "Hey, are those the three wise men?" I said, "No, sir, that's ZZ Top doing a Farm Aid concert."
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. Yes, it's time to have some fun and wear your stupid sign. Oh,
and finally, my wife and I were in a grocery store the other day, and I heard a woman ask the clerk, "Do you know what time midnight mass starts on Christmas Eve?" And in the holiday spirit, I walked over and said, "Here's your sign." Happy holidays, everybody.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
5 flannel shirts.
4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeff Hurst 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. Big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, this ain't normal Christmas presents. No, they're redneck gifts. Redneck gifts? Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you convert the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off the high dive. Or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas life. Or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat. 12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Bass. My tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen. 12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. Four Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT. Are you crying?
No, it's just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Mickey.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four turtle doves,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings.
4 turtle doves,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings.
4 turtle doves,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings.
4 turtle doves,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Minnie.
On the eighth day of Christmas,
geese a-laying,
5 golden rings.
4 turtle doves,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Chip and Dale.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 5 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings.
4 turtle doves,
3 French hens,
turtle dolls,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Clarabelle.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 long sleeping,
9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5
hey, that's my line, I'm gonna take yours. 4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle dolls,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
7
pipers piping,
10 dogs
leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying, 5 onion rings.
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the
12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming,
6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, let's start with a house of party. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Holiday.